Praise the Lord. Message number 213. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 29. The watchman watches in suffering while waiting upon God. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Verse 4 to verse 7. This is what Paul wrote and said about his life and his ministry. But in all these things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in strifes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Let's read the same scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4 to 7, by the Bible, NIV Bible. Paul say, rather, as servants of God, we commit ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in a truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left. Let's pray. God, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this time you give us. Thank you for your word that you always send to us to supply our need and to revive us and to refresh us and to understand things and the way that you want us to carry on in our life in serving you and in ministering to you and to your people. Lord, I pray you anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. O God, that the watchmen and the watchwomen of the church who are watching and suffering while waiting upon you, O Lord, to act, they will understand your will, they will be encouraged, they will continue to serve you with the same theme, with the sleepless nights, with watchings, O God, to fulfill the mission and the purpose that you had placed us on earth, your church, your ministers, your men of yours, men of God, whom we live our life to serve you. O God, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and let be revival and encouragement to your church and your people. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The life of Apostle Paul is good example for us this day, being a Christian. The life of Paul and what we have read is a very good encouragement of to continue to endure suffering in living to God and in serving Him. Christian who want to live for God and to serve the Lord, he would be exposed to oppositions, troubles, trials, work of devil trying to stop him from achieving the purpose and the plan of God. As what happened with Paul, the same will be happening to you and to me, and it could be the very thing that me or you are passing right now. You should be and I should not be surprised about these things as a strange things, but they are the very normal things that we are experiencing now of trials, opposition, they are the very normal things that God had ordained for us to pass on while we are on earth. As we commit ourselves to the Lord, trials will come, not only work but hard work needed to overcome. Paul, one of the words that he described in the passage that we had just read is the word watching, that is in King James Version, or the statement sleepless nights in NIV. In a Greek word, the meaning of this word and the word that is in the Greek language is agrupinia. Agrupinia, and the English translation of it is sleeplessness, lack of sleep. And the word agrupinia or sleeplessness, it is repeated in two places in the scripture. In first, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and that's what we read in verse 5, and the second time it is repeated in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27. Let us read the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and let's read from verse 24 till verse 27 that contain the word agrupinia or sleeplessness or watchings. Paul said, describing his suffering and trial and serving the Lord and in the ministry of the Jews, 5 times receive I 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. And we will read the same in the book of NIV. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. And 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the sea, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled, and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Yes, Lord, thank you for your word. The word of God encourages us. And I believe that the scripture that we are reading, it will encourage the watchmen and the watchwomen who are laboring, who are toiling, who are spending a sleepless night in suffering. Paul here, he not only describes watching or sleepless night, but he is describing watchings, sleepless nights. So not only on one occasion, but that was a repeated event in the life of Paul. That was the normal events that he spent sleepless nights and watchings. Watching or sleepless night can imply to us certain events in our life. When we say that watching, night watching, or sleepless nights, as Paul described here, it can have a certain meanings. It could be a continuous travel and movement, and even in the night, in the life of the ministry, in the mission work of the church, you might need to be in continuous travel from car to car, from bus to bus, train to airplane to bus to car, and you may need to spend 2-3 days till you reach your destination, and you may not be able to sleep. It implies to live away from warm bed and spending time in doing certain tasks or traveling in fulfilling a mission. You know, Paul describes certain things as a painful things that what he said. We had read the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I will read part of verse 25 and verse 26. He say, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in the water, how we can sleep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, danger of waters, danger of, in perils of robbers, how we can sleep. And you know, there are thieves around, people will come and persecute. In perils by my own countrymen, by the Jews, and their conspiracy against him. In perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in the desert, in perils in the sea, how we can sleep, and the raging wind attacking the ship, in perils among false brethren. The painful events that hinder Paul from sleeping, and we may pass through all these things. Don't ask, Lord, why? That is normal. I am reminding myself always with the word of God. Sometime I pass through these things and I say, Lord, why? I forget what the scriptures speak, sleepless nights, watchings. The second application of sleepless nights or watching is being in imprisonment or in other painful physical, in the body painful events or life events that hinder you from sleeping. Paul, and he was in pain and he was in chain, and that was causing him sleepless night. You may have pain, physical pain. You may have injury, you may have physical ailment due to travel and ministry, and cause you to travel, cause you to continue to be watching and wakeful the whole night. We read part of verse 27, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. In weariness and painfulness, weariness and painfulness. Weariness is exhausted. Painfulness, pain in the body, physical pain, muscular pain, joint pain, fatigue, stress, pain, and weariness of the soul. Ministry can cause you physical ailments that causing you pain, and that will cause you to have sleepless nights. What are the other reasons of sleepless nights? Burden and the heaviness of certain concern in the life of the church and ministry that hinder you from sleeping. Paul said the following in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28 and verse 29. Paul said, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offended and I burn not? See here, Paul was have the concern and the care for all the churches. Every complaint, need, it will come to Paul, and he is stressed and he is thinking he have to do certain action, he have to pray, he have to mobilize workers, he have to mobilize finances, he have to administer, he have to take a decision. All this can cause sleepless night. In addition, more painful things is when somebody, workers or leaders or minister, when he sin, Paul say he is burned from inside. This all may come into our life. You must know, a real watchman is a man who has concern and who feel the pain. You know, careless and irresponsible worker or minister do not care about what is going on in the life of the church and the life of the ministry, as long as his food and bed are prepared. That is an irresponsible watchman. But the person who is compassionate is careful and alert, and he feels the pain in the heart of God and in the body of Christ, the church. The faithful watchman is compassionate. He feels the pain in the heart of God and the suffering in the body of Christ. What more things watchfulness and sleepless night mean? It means watchfulness and spending the night in a prayer. We may need to be travailing in a prayer. Pain or a prayer with pain over the night and praying for certain concerns and decisions. Galatians chapter 4 verse 2 say, continue in the prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. The word here, watch, the meaning of it, the Greek meaning or the Greek word of it is Gregorio, and it means give strict attention, to be watchful, to be alert that nothing deceitful will come in between and cause sudden calamity. Nothing subtle will come in and destroy. The Lord wants us to be watchful servants and ministers. Gregorio, it is repeated in the New Testament for 23 times. Some of the example we will read because it serves the message. Our message here today is that the watchman watches in suffering while he is waiting upon God to come, to act, to judge, to deliver, and to save. The first scripture is about the word Gregorio, watching, is in Luke chapter 12 verse 37. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he come, shall find them watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. That is the reward for those who are watching, who are faithful watchmen and women who serve the Lord in the ministry. The second scripture is the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 2 and 3. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found the works perfect before God. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember therefore how you has received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shall not watch. I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon you. See, here the Lord is warning that you have received certain things, you have heard a lot of things. Now you have to put in action. How you put in action? By watching, by willingness to suffer sleepless nights and continuous watching, so that the enemy will not have foothold and you will be able to completely complete the work of God. Book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 15, the Lord say, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. If you are not watching, we are as if we are without clothes. It means that it is not our custom to be careless ministers and workers of God. It's our custom, it's our dress, it's our modest appearance to be willing to suffer for God in all trials, in all perils, in all suffering, in all work of God. We need to be preparing ourselves. The watchman watches in suffering while waiting upon God to act, to deliver, to answer prayers, to help, to heal, and to save. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 6 say, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Come to the Lord. If you are passing through hard time and trials, the message is a medicine for you, to remind you, to encourage you that what you are passing through is the normal. And you have, and if you have got lax and you move outside and you back out, God call you to repent this very day and to commit your life fully unto Him, to serve Him. Tell Him, Lord, thank you for your word that revived me and encouraged me to continue to watch and persevere in the midst of the trials that I am passing through in serving you and the ministry that you entrust to me. Tell Him, Lord, thank you. Thank you, God, for you called me to serve you. Lord, cry to God. Lord, I cry to you. Give me the strength. Lord, give me the good health and steadfastness. Oh God, I want to continue to persevere in achieving the ministry that you entrust to me, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help me, God. Guide me, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, I pray for everyone who cry out to you, Lord. Oh God, I pray, give strength, perseverance, endurance, long-suffering to endure the trial that He is passing through, to bring the fruit that you desire to see in His life, in the life of His ministry, in the life of the church, oh God, that you are placed us in. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us, oh God, and Lord, free us from pain so that we'll continue to serve you. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.